Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris. Then I go to my brother.
And I say, brother, help me please. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and this is Limelight Radio. And I have to say, it always fills my heart when I hear that beautiful Sam Cooke tune, our lead-in music. So today we have a wonderful show. We get to spend a full half an hour with John Donnelly, who is riding across America on an amazing trek, Bite Back for a Cure, with Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, raising Lyme disease awareness and creating dialogue nationwide. And then on the second half of our show, we have the International Lyme and Associated Disease Society with us and Dr. Daniel Cameron, who is a wonderful voice helping us learn more about this terrific organization and all the good they're doing in the world. So let's say hello to John Donnelly and find out where you are today. Hey, John.
Hey, Katina. How are you?
I'm great. I'm really doing well. It's a chilly day up in northern New England. We haven't broke above the freezing mark, but hey, it's a sunshine day, so can't complain.
Yes,
how about
I am
you? Tell me where you are. Where are you now?
So the last time I spoke with you, I was just crossing the Mississippi, going into Illinois. Since then, we've gone through Illinois, Indiana, and now I'm in Athens, Ohio.
So Athens, Ohio.
Cincinnati.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, we've made a lot of progress since then, and I think we have 700 miles left in the trip, so just about 2 weeks until I get to Morristown, New Jersey. And it's day 44, so far it's been an amazing ride, and the next stop is Morgantown, West Virginia.
Wow, John, oh my God, 44 days in the saddle, you are amazing. That's more than the Tour de France.
Yeah, it's been a lot. I'm like more comfortable on the bike than I am off it now. It's kind of strange.
Yeah, you're in that frozen bike position. I remember that term with the neck, Schwinn neck, right?
Yeah, I think my body's adjusted pretty well to the bike.
Wow. So when we spoke with you, you were heading off to an event in Champaign, Illinois, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I met with Dr. Brian Allen, who studies the ecology of infectious diseases, and he concentrates on Lyme disease and all tick-borne diseases. And that was a really good, informative interview, just kind of learning about all the various pathogens that these ticks can carry, and knowing that there's probably more out there that we don't know, which is kind of a scary thing, but really interesting. He had me looking at these ticks under the microscope and looking at the nymph ticks also. And, I mean, I've seen pictures of them, and I've found them on my body growing up, but just seeing them up close in person, like just how tiny they are. I say they're the size of a poppy seed, but these guys might be even smaller. Really,
wow.
You know, you probably wouldn't find them on your body unless you were really checking.
Yeah, so it's really a kind of bringing it home to you front and center how easily any one of us could be exposed and we don't even know it, because we could be out there in a meadow or hiking or, you know, retrieving a soccer ball or something, and one of these tiny nymphs you wouldn't even see.
Absolutely, especially if you're in some of these areas where there's really not a lot of awareness about Lyme disease or even kind of dismissal of its existence. So I was in Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio, and I was with a support group there. And I think a big reason why a lot of these patients progress to late stage is just because of a lack of awareness, and they'd find ticks on their bodies and really think nothing of it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, when I was a child growing up on Long Island, we were, you know, very tick infested down there, and they still are. But we in those days were more dialed into this, the whole concept of Rocky Mountain spotted fever. That was what we were afraid of. We weren't so afraid of Lyme disease. So I can understand how out there in the heartland, they might not have the concept or the dialogue going about Lyme.
Right. Exactly.
So who have you met? Have you met others, you know, along the way now this past week that are struggling with the illness?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I spoke at a coffee house in Cincinnati 2 days ago, and the Ohio Lyme Disease Support Group was there. I think it was about 25 people who came to that event. And for the most part, it's been an online support group. So people came together who had been speaking online but hadn't met in person. So it was pretty cool to kind of be the catalyst to bring them together for this event. And then we did a question and answer and got some really good questions. And it's just kind of, it's kind of sad because out there, no one's really talking about these diseases. But at the same time, you know, they come to this event and they find their community and are able to share those experiences with people who know what they're talking about. So that was a good event, I think.
Really important because you helped, you know, gather the voices, as you said, and they got to meet in person. And, you know, so much is about kind of the community, the grassroots community that's forming in all of these townships around the country with people struggling, kind of holding hands together, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing the difference that one person can make. This one woman, Whitney Woodburn, who's an advocate in Cincinnati, she's been sick with Lyme disease for several years, as has her husband, and they actually open up their house to sick patients in the Ohio area and educate them about it. So I feel very fortunate to have had the opportunity to work with her and interview her.
That's amazing, John. What philanthropic work and caring work for them to open their house up like that.
Yeah, it's extremely generous.
Really, very much so. And I did not check. I have to say I was a little bit of a slacker. I did not check to see what videos you put up this week. Tell us what you captured on video.
So we had a video with Dr. Brian Allen, and that went up a few days ago. And that's definitely worth checking out. Very interesting. He talks about the different types of ticks and what diseases each of them may carry, and then he takes you through the different life cycles. So that's definitely an educational video you might want to check out. And then we recently got new Bite Back for a Cure cycling gear. So before I was just kind of wearing, you know, various items. Now I've got the formal Bite Back for a Cure logo
on
my jersey. And this is after a few days of feeling pretty sick. So we got some fresh gear, and now we look like a real team out here on the road.
That's awesome. So where will people be able to find the videos, if you could tell our listeners so they can go look for them?
Yeah, you can go to facebook.com/TBD Alliance, and that's where we put all of our videos, and that's where a lot of the social conversation is happening. So we'll be putting another video out sometime tonight, probably around 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay. So that's Facebook.com/
Yeah. Facebook.com/TBD Alliance.
Right. It's T like in Tom, B like in boy, D like David Alliance. And I know that's also on Twitter. You've got a Twitter feed at that also, don't you?
And then, yeah, I have a personal Twitter account, and that's at John Donnelly, and that's JohnDonnally. And
that's great.
I post about those videos also.
That's wonderful. I mean, you've been doing such a great job, John, at keeping this conversation going and, you know, state to state as you travel along. It's just remarkable, I think, that this momentum that you've been able to carry. And I'm so pleased that your health is holding up.
Yeah, I was worried for a little bit there, but I think taking a couple days off was the right decision. Now we just have 2 weeks left, and I've got mixed feelings about that. It's been such an amazing journey, and I've met some incredible people. I'm pretty exhausted, but I would like to see everything through at the end of this campaign and continue to do advocacy work for Lyme disease.
Oh, I know you will. I know you will. I can imagine it's bittersweet. You're on the road and you're passionate about what you're doing, and it's a mixed feeling, as you said, fatigued, but also time to come home as well. So stay with us, John. We're going to be taking a station break, and we've got more information that John's going to share with us. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Macris.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, this is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Bleier's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Hi, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and this is Limelight Radio. And I would like to tell our listeners that we are doing a book giveaway again today. And the fifth caller that calls in the station at 800-930-2819 will receive an autographed copy of Out of the Woods, Healing Lyme Disease, Body, Mind, and Spirit, My Recovery Memoir and Guide to Lyme Disease. So pick up your phones and call WBLQ, and that number is 800-930-2819. And the fifth caller will be that lucky recipient. So we're back on air with John Donnelly. And John, I was thinking while we were on station break, you and I, well, we share a few things in common. One is the Lyme journey that we both fought back many years of our lives to reclaim our health. And the other piece that we share in common is this passionate advocacy to help people in distress who've been suffering with this illness and help them find resources for treatment and also to promote awareness. And I lecture around the country to groups of all sizes, and now you are out there meeting people. Tell me what it's like, what this feels like to you when you encounter these groups of Lyme disease sufferers.
I mean, you can like almost see it on their faces. These are people who are, you know, very debilitated, have been sick with Lyme disease for years, coming in wheelchairs and just being visibly sick, and just kind of when I share my story and they ask questions, you can see it on their face. It's like a sigh of relief. It's like finally validation. They've been listened to. So to be able to give credence to what they're going through when they've been denied that for a very long time, it's definitely a fulfilling feeling. And I, you know, you probably know this sort of campaign and listening campaign, it can be a little bit exhausting. It asks a lot of you, but it's all worth it when you have those experiences with people and can feel that you're really helping them.
It's remarkable, isn't it? I mean, I have that same feeling. I'm standing there and my heart goes out to these people because I have been in their shoes, too weak, you know, to manage my own daily function. And here we are, you know, as you have found, Colorado, Kansas, Missouri, you're all over the place and people are sick. And this has been going on for a long time.
Absolutely. But it feels like we're reaching a bit of a tipping point. People are starting to become more verbal about it. We've got 300,000 people reported to have this disease. And hopefully that will lead to more funding for more research. So I'm hoping that this campaign can kind of be a catalyst for conversation that leads to, you know, research-based initiatives.
Yeah, definitely. It's so needed. And, you know, I think some small private sector groups are trying to get this research done, but we need money, don't we?
We need like hundreds of millions of dollars to combat this issue. It's amazing how complicated these diseases are, and it's going to take a lot of funding.
A lot of funding, I know. But we can't, you know what, we can't take the foot off the gas pedal. We got to keep driving. We've got to keep, you know, working on this. Advocacy and individuals like yourself, I mean, gosh, you know, it happens. I mean, it happens by people speaking up, right?
It absolutely does. What we can be right now is just endlessly verbal about what we're going through.
I know. And today's a big day in Massachusetts. They have gone before the state legislature to try to get a bill passed for insurance coverage to not be limited for treatment of Lyme disease. So it'll be curious and exciting to hear what comes out of Massachusetts today.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear that. That'll be huge.
It'll be a big step. So, John, I've been thinking about you on this journey and how impressive this feat has been. And I know you've got, what you said, 2 weeks left or 3 weeks left you have?
2 weeks. About 2 weeks.
My goodness. I mean, it must be bittersweet.
It is. It's been an amazing journey. It's been an exhausting one. It's been emotional. But, yeah, I guess, you know, now we're starting to gain momentum. We're hitting these northeast areas where these diseases are extremely prevalent. And now it's going to be even more about the patients than it was already. We're going to be meeting and speaking with a lot of people. There's going to be a lot of action. It's going to be super busy. So right now I'm just fully immersed in it. And maybe at the end of it I'll be able to step back, reflect, and make sense of it all. But yeah, right now, as you said before, you know, pedal to the floor.
Yeah, full steam ahead. Full steam ahead. I know you're going to get some big turnouts at some of your upcoming events. And I'm thinking, John, what have you learned? What do you feel that this trip has taught you so far?
I guess the one big one, and this is going to sound kind of trite and simple and cliche, but just the goodness of people, particularly in the Lyme disease community. Like, the amount of people who reach out to me through email and Facebook and tell me they want to take care of me and feed me and bring me into their homes. And, you know, that's happened several times during this campaign. And it feels like, you know, Lyme disease, while it is an extremely devastating illness, it kind of bonds people together. And that's what I've found, just, you know, companionship with people who I otherwise would have never met, and just how good they've treated me. And then just the strength of a lot of these patients, you know, just seeing how courageous they are when they're suffering with these diseases for many years, you know, losing organs, going bankrupt, and they still maintain hope and, you know, hold on. So that's been really inspiring for me to see. But paradoxically, the more patients I speak with and the more I learn about these diseases, you know, the more I realize we don't know a lot about these diseases as a community, and it just all points to the need for more research and a better understanding of Lyme disease and all other tick-borne diseases.
Very true, and I agree with you. The Lyme disease community is such a really caring and compassionate group of people. I too have met the most beautiful hearts and souls with great strength and fortitude. This illness takes you to your knees, and you develop inner strengths and skills you never even knew you had. And as an athlete, you probably appreciate it even more so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. And just realizing that everyone's journey with this disease is so different, and it really does vary person to person. So what I went through is probably completely different than a woman I met, you know, 2 days ago and what she had. And just seeing how devastated she's been by this disease and still how strong she is, that inspires me. You know, even as an athlete and a young guy who's biking across the country, you know, the strength that she showed while facing this disease is maybe more inspiring.
That's beautiful. I know what you're seeing and feeling. So John, tell us where you're going to be next, for people to join you. Where can they connect with you, your next stop?
Yep, so we're heading to Morgantown, West Virginia, and I'll be there on Friday. So I'll be there all day Friday and on Saturday. And then on November 21st, I'll be in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and I'll be stopping there for a couple of days for media events and just
Great.
Meeting with patients. And then That's Philadelphia on the 24th and 25th, then Morristown, New Jersey on the 27th. And then from Morristown, we're leaving on December 1st to bike into New York City, crossing the George Washington Bridge, going into Central Park, and that's the finish line.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to come. I want to come down December 1st.
You're going to be
That's
there?
Amazing. Let me see if I can do that. That is terrific, John. You are heroic. You are doing something really important for our country and our world. Thank you so much for this wonderful interview today. I'm glad we got the extra time. And I encourage all our listeners to follow John Donnelly on Facebook and on Twitter, and to go look at some of these fabulous videos he's put up They're very powerful and really, you know, first close up interviews with people in the trenches of Lyme disease. So thank you, John Donnelly. You're really an inspiration to many, many folks. And I look forward to speaking with you next week when I guess you'll be in New Jersey, right?
I'll be getting close to there. I think I may still be in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
At that time. But on my way to Jersey, yep.
Oh, good. Well, listen, have a great week. Stay warm.
I will. I'll try to, at least. I think,
yeah.
You know, weather shouldn't be under 20.
Keep up all your great work. So thank you, John Donnelly. You're really a wonder. And this is Katina Makris on Limelight Radio. And stay tuned for Station Break. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Welcome back, everyone, to Limelight Radio. This is Katina Makris, and we are very fortunate now on the second part of our show today to be meeting with the International Lyme and Associated Disease Society, casually known as ILADS. And Representing them today is their president, Dr. Daniel Cameron, who I respect very much, and I'd like you to read his bio to you. Dr. Daniel Cameron graduated from the University of Minnesota, followed by residencies at Beth Israel Medical Center and Mount Sinai School of Medicine. Dr. Cameron is widely recognized for conducting epidemiological research while practicing medicine, and he's been viewed as a pioneer in Lyme disease as an author of practice guidelines, analytical reviews, and clinical trials. Dr. Cameron has been the president of iLADS, and he has testified as an expert on Lyme disease for legislation in Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Pennsylvania for physicians' rights to diagnose Lyme disease using clinical judgment without state interference. He's been interviewed as an expert on NBC TV, Good Morning America, Fox News, Sirius Radio, and in newspapers. And he currently sees patients in his private practice in Mount Kisco, New York, while continuing his research and writing. So thank you, Dr. Cameron, for joining us today. And I'm most excited for you to share with us the wonderful work of iLADS.
Well, thank you for the introduction. It was so kind.
Yes, I really appreciate it. I've met you in person, and I've had many people over the past few years as your patients send me wonderful emails of how they appreciate your work. And I know it's very controversial amongst the medical community about just what Lyme disease looks like and presents in a clinical situation and in a doctor's office. So tell us what iLADS is all about so the average person can learn more about this great organization.
Well, iLADS grew out of a variety of doctors that were attending various lectures, and it was very important that we start sharing the kinds of patients we're seeing, the kind of research that's going on, and working together as a group to try to solve this complicated Lyme disease problem. Up till now, there wasn't that much of a dialogue, but right now, whenever you hear about Lyme disease, whenever the IDSA as an infectious disease talks about it, iLADS has been coming to the table and able to start talking about Lyme and advocating the chronic Lyme disease problems that we're facing.
Yeah, it's so important. And I know myself when I was struggling 10, 12 years ago and did not have a clue of how to find any assistance or resource, the first website I did find was iLADS.org. So it is, you know, front and center as a wonderful resource for people to find information about these tick-borne illnesses.
I've been working with a webmaster and trying to be able to articulate how many doctors there are all across the U.S. that are comfortable using their own clinical judgment, that are not relying just on the test, and they're discussing novel, innovative ways to get people better. And so it's always energizing, including the meeting in San Diego this past month. The energy of getting together and as a group to move the field along.
It's very powerful work. I think that was what the 14th annual conference in San Diego was. Right? Wasn't that the 14th?
I believe so. And because it's, I know you've been around. I've been around for 26 years, and it's these last 14 years to see a group of professionals. Working together to solve the problems instead of just sitting on the sideline complaining. It's great. There were so many new doctors who had never seen Lyme disease, never treated Lyme disease, that were at this latest conference. It's exciting to see how many new doctors are taking an interest in the topic and interested in learning even basic information. It was so. It was so exciting to the new members of the society.
I know. I was on a high when I was there because every person I met, I mean, 420, I think, attendees at the San Diego conference, every person I met, they were fascinating. They were devoted. They have, you know, stepped out of the little box of what they know, and they're seeking and they're questing to learn more about tick-borne diseases and, you know, the commitment and passion of these healthcare professionals to leave their homes and come, you know, to this location, whether it was San Diego this year or Boston last, or I think Montreal before that. I mean, remarkable folks, Dr. Cameron. It's so impressive.
Well, I think that if you take what you know from other doctors, often it's only waiting for a positive ELISA test, which is an antibody test, a Western blot test, and if you don't get a positive, don't treat. If you do get treated, stop after 21 days. There's so little that you hear in medical school. So little you hear in your, you know, from the infectious disease community. It's refreshing when someone sees sick patients in their practice to find out there actually are treatments. There's ways to diagnose these cases and to open up someone's eyes. At a meeting and to share that time it shows that there's plenty of promise in medicine. ILADS has been, training physicians. They take time out of their practice, take a week and spend time with an experienced physician to really get this hands-on, what they call boots on the ground, in an experienced physician's office, including my office. And that's how they really also add to what they know about Lyme disease.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to ask you. You kind of thought ahead for me. I was going to say, how does that doctor training program work? So that's it. They spend a week with another doctor who's already knowledgeable and savvy about these illnesses. Is that correct?
Yes. Turn the Corner, which is now called TBDA, had helped with funding to get doctors into experienced doctors' offices. They would, if they were ILADS members, they would have a $500 check. They'd register with ILADS, become an ILADS member, but what they couldn't get out of a conference, they could get spending 5 days nonstop in my office. And really, it's the early Lyme, late Lyme, chronic Lyme, people getting better, people just starting with Lyme, and that's physician training program. ILADS took it over and has been keeping it going. And some of our key doctors across the country had their first experiences in our offices, getting to know Lyme disease hands-on, much more than what you get out of the book.
I can imagine. That's tremendous. That's great. So that's what we should tell our listeners to do, is when they go to their healthcare practitioner, they should go to the ILADS.org website, to the doctor training program section, and print that out and bring it into your physician's office and say, I would like you to explore this kind of training for Lyme disease, right?
If you can get your doctor to take a week off and travel and spend a week in another setting, they can really see how to take care of Lyme disease patients and really have the experience they need. Then they can go back in a corporate in their own practice. All they have to do is log on and start that process, and it's amazing how much you can learn that you never can get at a conference. It really rounds somebody out. It's been so useful for Lyme patients. When they have located the doctor who's open and receptive, they introduce the doctor gets started, and they go back home with a lot of experiences.
That's great. It's like the laser lane of Lyme learning is right there side by side with another healthcare practitioner that is Lyme trained. And I really like that model, Dr. Cameron, because, you know, you're really kind of learning in the Lyme disease trenches. It's almost like a Civil War doctor. You're right there in the heart of it.
Yeah, I think that there's a certain layer when someone's sick with Lyme that's more than just the 21-day antibiotic treatment. There's a when it affects the mood, but the mood is not the main issue. When it affects fatigue and the stimulants aren't enough, and there's a variety of other symptoms, like the lightheadedness when you get up too quick, that's like an autonomic nervous system problem. There's food sensitivity issues, like when they eat poorly. I'm sure in your program you already talked about how important it is to eat right, no alcohol, get their emotional health in order. And all of those psychosocial, biological things you hear about are so important when you take care of somebody that's affected with Lyme disease.
Yes, so important. Dr. Cameron, please stay on air with us. We're taking a station break, and we're going to continue this wonderful conversation. This is Limelight Radio. Stay tuned.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, this is Katina Macris of Limelight Radio. Do you or someone you know suffer with Lyme disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, allergies, loss of wellness? I did, and advanced cell training has been a restorative, self-healing modality, bringing renewed health and energy to my life. Thousands of others rave about the remarkable success Gary Bleier's cutting-edge healing approach at AdvancedCellTraining.com creates. Request their free DVD for self-healing work in the comfort of your own home at AdvancedCellTraining.com. Be inspired to heal in new and expansive ways. Your life is too precious to ignore.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Thursdays on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and we're back live on Limelight Radio with Dr. Daniel Cameron, who's president of the International Lyme and Associated Disease Society. I want to read you two important quotes. This I got off of the ILADS website. Quality of life for chronic Lyme disease was worse than those with type 2 diabetes on a recent or a recent heart attack in two National Institute of Health trials. That shows you how sick people with chronic Lyme disease feel. The other is a wonderful quote by Leo Hsieh, who is the past president of ILADS, and his comment from the San Diego conference booklet was, "We have a mission to provide more comprehensive understanding of Lyme as we shape the future by merging research and clinical skills at the annual ILADS conference. The nature of tick-borne illness demands that the diverse opinions of those who practice in the field are brought together in a forum which allows for collegial sharing, understanding, and respect. ILADS believes that everyone should have a seat at the Lyme table so that differing points of view can be presented and discussed in an effort to formulate a national policy that will benefit all patients and those who treat them." ILADS is doing fabulous work. Thank you, Dr. Cameron, for being part of this wonderful organization and all your hard work out there in the field and treating patients. Is this true, that comment that I just read about the level of sickness that people feel with this illness?
Yeah, there are measures that call quality of life, where it's physical health and emotional health, and people with Lyme disease score worse than a lot of the common diseases that we think are awful. I think they mess up not only how you feel, but there's also questionnaires on disability, and there's more people who find that to cut out their cut out their home somewhat, to cut out exercise, they can't do much. If they're working, which I encourage, they can't do much else. They're very limited in their function, and they're afraid that they might lose their job. And especially kids, they can often, go from an A to a C or D pretty easily. They are often at risk of being at home, requiring a tutor, and even being with a tutor is tough. And so you get these kids that are adolescents, and it wipes them out in their 10th and 11th grade, and they're starting to get concerned with college. And so it's, no matter how you look at it, the quality of life, their health, their wellness is far from where they should be. So anybody that says it's nothing more than aches and pains of daily living is listening to a press release, but they're not listening to patients.
Thank you for saying that, Dr. Cameron. That is, one of the most important statements I've heard on this radio show so far, having been a victim myself of advanced chronic Lyme disease. I appreciate that, and I know our listeners do. Thank you for qualifying that. People are really suffering, and it is a very, very demanding illness, both on the patient and I believe on the practitioner too, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that it's energizing going to a professional meeting, to have a professional society there in the background, a medical board that runs the ILADS, because at home, a doctor can be kind of lonely and isolated. So it's just, they should know that we're out there as a society trying to keep a dialogue going, keep writing guidelines, trying to stay in a leadership role so we can support those doctors whenever they take a patient on.
Yes, that's very important, because there's doctors in certain parts of this country, Mississippi or Iowa, that they could be the lone doctor in that state, right?
And I think that they keep being told that Lyme is not below Michigan, not below the Mason-Dixon line, and there's so many studies showing there's plenty of Lyme there, and plenty of studies showing that deer are moving ticks, but particularly birds are moving ticks to Canada, and they're moving them all over the country. So right now there isn't any area you can move to, relocate, that they're not a tick problem.
Yes, it's everywhere, isn't it? I have a tick specialist coming on Limelight Radio next week, so we're going to learn a lot about ticks and all of their organisms they carry. But yeah, the lone doctors that are stepping out and trying to help people in these different regions, as we just mentioned, ILADS is there to support them in their efforts and help train them. And Dr. Cameron, for our listeners, can you explain why it's been so difficult for doctors as they follow these infectious disease society guidelines and they, they try to learn more? What's been the big stumbling stone there for doctors and health professionals?
Well, I find that often people listen to infectious disease doctors. Infectious disease doctors have seemed to focus it on only one part of Lyme disease, the flu-like phase with Bell's palsy and with a rash. And even though the Bell's palsy problems goes away, the rash goes away, if you follow these people, follow anybody sick, a year later, there's at least a third of every Lyme patient is sick a year later. But they're not sick with a rash anymore. And doctors would rather have a simple, you know, rash. They don't want to listen to patients as in the details, with the detail that people with Lyme disease patients have. You know, they'll see one issue in a busy practice. And you really have to look past that first symptom to see the whole picture. And it's like this community has not been very helpful at looking at the big picture. And I like to say, listen, take a little bit more time. This is the pattern you're seeing. These are the chronic neurologic issues. And it's so gratifying if you actually treat them and come up with some innovative strategy. But to get somebody better who's been sick for 5 years, for 3 years, is what medicine's all about.
Very true, and I believe that this illness is the epidemic illness of our era. That's asking us to marry the two hands of healthcare. It's asking us to take the diagnostic tools and the pharmaceutical weaponry of traditional allopathic medicine and marry it with the supportive therapeutics of natural medicine, because two hands working together are better than one. And it's a constellation of symptoms that a patient presents with. It's not dashboard light, obvious heart attack, or as you said, the Bell's palsy in the early phase. It's the chronic picture that confuses the average physician, and it's asking us to take a wide lens and look at the human being in totality and how multiple systems are affected. So I know it's a challenge, but iLabs is doing some great work here with the education.
Yeah, I find that that some of the best observers happen to be in the naturopathic, nutritionist, holistic health field. They often have found that they can help a great deal, but they often could tell when you might have to take an antibiotic.
Yes.
You know, that seems counterintuitive, but they are the best observers, trained observers in looking at the whole picture. And so many of them are at our iLabs meetings sharing what they know, even though they know the allopathic strategy, which I am, of using an antibiotic when it's needed, is important. They're right there with what they can do.
It's wonderful.
What they can offer.
Thank you. Thank you. We have sadly run out of time, Dr. Cameron. It's been a great delight to have you on board today. Thank you for sharing iLads.org and their wonderful work. And I look forward to speaking with you again in the future. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Katina, and your audience.
Keep up the great work. This is Katina Makris. This is Limelight Radio.
I don't know what's up there.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Makris.
Then I go to my brother.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams.
She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, Seven Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the seven gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free seven gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get your shift together with Dr. Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden Saturday, November 16th, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Seattle Center for Spiritual Living for this collaboration between two of the most inspiring teachers, highlighting their unique paths as they explore the latest scientific studies and how this information can empower you during this critical period of our history. Making a difference in the world starts with you. To register, go to joedispenza.com/events. That's joedispenza.com/events.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.